Foxes are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better.
Kevin's killing one game. Pretty sure they're gonna roll the covers on him. The same if Eddie's out there killing. Cam's, Marquise, Josh Bellamy, BT, all of us. So we talk about it, but we talk about the opportunity when it comes. You gotta just make the play. Owen says, I'm just saying, we just gotta execute that game plan that I said earlier, because we can have one play. Like you said, we ain't been on the field line. We might throw an 80-yard bomb. Defense get a turnover, we back out there, we do the same thing again. So I don't think it's nothing to do with executing a long drive. I just think you just got to get plays going, just execute on first and second down. They're pretty good secondary. They're a feisty group. They like to play a little physical press, bump around at the line. But they're pretty good. We up for the challenge.
Chicago Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Caveman.
And Caveman, here we go again. Just like last week, we had a, boy, rough game.
Rough game, third time in a row. It was hard to watch. It really was.
It really was. It was a toughie. They scored some points in the second half. So what? It was garbage time.
Yeah. Brian Hoyer got all his good stats in garbage time. Second week in a row, a rookie QB tore us up.
Yeah, that's, You know, and we were thinking the first three games were going to be good times for the Bears. Take advantage of this, but we actually have started 0-3.
Opposite
of that. And, I mean, can we take anything away from the game? Jordan Howard.
Every time he touches the ball, he almost always does something good. Now, this week, he'll probably be he is the starting back because Langford's doubtful with an ankle injury. So I really want him to show up this game and show what he's made of and not just show flashes of it.
Right, and you know that I thought the line played better than the first two games because really, Brian really wasn't running for his life. But again, the Dallas defensive line is really not much.
It's not at all, and I told you the ratings of Pro Football Focus's Bears offensive line.
Yeah.
It scored out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Whitehair had 82.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Long had 85. Josh Sitton had 83. Leno had 70. Not too bad.
What about Massey?
Massey was a 35.
that's pretty bad.
That's like one of the worst tackles in the league.
It really is. Hey, but you know, as always, even if the Bears lose, we're going to stick with them. I mean, we're Bears guys through and through. We bleed the blue and orange. And I'm sure you do as a podcast friend. So, but don't forget, check us out on Facebook at our Facebook page, Chicago Bears Beat. Also, there's many ways you can catch us. Obviously, on Podomatic,
iTunes, 5-star review, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Podbean.
Yes, all kinds of them. And you can send us an email at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com. Follow Caveman at Caveman Bailey. And you can follow the podcast itself at
The Bears Beat Pod.
Yes, and then myself at The Baileys. See, so many ways you can stay in touch with the podcast.
Send questions. Send comments.
We might have to have a lot of questions, a lot of answers, a lot of predicting of quarterbacks of the future. What's the injury report this week? And we're playing Detroit. Did you hear the stat? If we lose this game at home, it hasn't happened to the Bears ever, and they're nearly 100 this many in a row since last be like seven straight home losses. Hasn't happened since the Bears have been in existence.
That's awful. That can't happen. If you want to have any type of success in the NFL, you have to win at home. That's the most important thing. They always talk about home field advantage right now. The Bears don't have any.
We stunk last year at home. And
we've only won seven.
Yeah, this year we've only had one at home so far,
yeah.
I think. So, well, this is our chance to maybe break that streak right now. So, what's that big report look like? I know it's pretty massive.
It's big again this week, too. Jonathan Bullard, toe, questionable. Kadeem Carey, hamstring, doubtful. Cutler, right thumb, doubtful. Now, about Cutler, if he sits out this week, I would not be mad at all. I want him where he's fully healthy, because if you can't grip the ball, you're not going to be able to throw it accurately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the QB's job is. So I would have him sit out this week and get totally healthy.
Even though he hasn't been set the world on fire this year, but
he has not.
He really didn't have time to because he was laying on his back quite a bit.
Yeah. Joel Freeman ribs. The Bears gave no status available for him, so it's just blank. Jacoby Gwynn, not injury related, so he'll play.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Goldman, ankle, doubtful. Alshon Jeffrey, knee/hamstring question, which sounds like he's going to go, though.
Yeah, I'd say he does. That was him talking, so yeah. I think he'll make it.
Harold Jones, Corte, concussion, questionable. Those concussions are always
iffy. Has he been back in the practice, or just did he limit it or anything?
He was limited.
Limited, okay.
Jamie Langford, ankle, doubtful. Kyle Long, shoulder, and didn't give a status for that.
He's been that all year.
Yeah. Sherrick McManus, hamstring, questionable. We're not done yet.
No.
Tracy Porter, knee, questionable. Josh Sitton, shoulder, questionable.
He was that last week, too, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. Dan Trevathan, thumb, doubtful. Mitch Unrey, knee, no status available. Willie Young, knee, questionable.
I think those two last guys are going to play for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll play. And, you know, boy, it is the walking wounded, especially on defense. And Vic Fangio really has to pull the rabbit out of his hat this week to do something because that, even without, you know, the
Calvin Johnson,
they still put up some points a couple of times. They came back, beat a team. They were coming back on Green Bay even last week, so they don't give up.
Marvin Jones had like 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. He scored 32 points in fantasy football. He's our number one receiver. We have to shut him down. He's Matthew Stafford's main guy. He's like the new Calvin Johnson for Stafford.
Well, and we have a former Lion on our team now. How do you pronounce, what is his name? Joik Bell.
He was always kind of a bruiser back, and he did pretty good for the Lions. He just could never stay healthy. The Bears just needed depth, so they signed him.
Yeah, he's probably just there for the short term.
Unless he performs, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. But, and did they sign anybody else? That's about it. They really didn't sign anybody anybody. Hoyer, now, if he makes it 2 games and not get injured with that line, you know, hopefully they'll protect him. If he doesn't make it, then you know who's in. Matt Barkley.
Yeah,
that's right.
Now, the middle of the line did not play too bad Sunday night. It was the edges that just killed us. That's our main problem with the line right now. If we can get our edges settled, if Culler had that, Hoyer had a good amount of time on Sunday night. If Culler had that amount of time, he could do something because he's a very mobile guy. He can move around, step up in the pocket, roll out, and find people. Hoyer, he can't do that.
No, he threw a lot of them out of bounds, but, you know, he did protect the ball, so you can give him that much.
Yeah.
But, boy, we got third downs. We stunk. We stunk it up. It's terrible. You know, I wanted to, you know, I guess I was in denial about rebuild, but it's a rebuild. That's no doubt about it on this.
But in the NFL, you have to rebuild on the fly. It can't be like the Cubs and take a 5-year rebuild. They don't have that luxury like Theo Epstein did. You have to rebuild on the fly.
They do have to, you know, do it on the fly. Ryan Pace, you know, the jury's still out. Even John Fox has been getting criticized himself from people that we, you know, kind of listened to a little bit. But he was even on the injured list this week one day.
Stomach flu.
He was out of practice. And
when your coach is on the injury report, you know your team's injured.
You know, it's a bad injury time there. Now, looking forward to Detroit, though. Matt Stafford, he's having a decent year. Ever since they put Jim Bob Cooter last year in, I just like saying that.
Yeah. Jim Bob Cooter.
Ever since they put him in, they've really came along.
They've done fantastic. He's like been the key to success for them. Their stats and offense have improved. And Stafford, he really taught Stafford, don't make the dumb throws.
Right.
He did the same thing as Cutler did. He made dumb throws sometimes.
Yep.
And he's really cut down on those a lot, which was the biggest thing for Stafford. He's a good NFL QB. He has a big arm. He's very smart. He just made those dumb throws, and he's really cutting down on those.
Makes you wonder if he doesn't have Megatron as his crutch. He's going to different players, you know.
He's really spreading it out.
Spreading it out, and, you know, their tight end, he's even getting
Eric Ebron.
Yeah, he's even getting a few of the passes, too.
The two main guys we got to worry about on their offense is Eric Ebron and Marvin Jones. Those are the two main guys because their main back, Amir Abdullah, is out. Theo Riddick is in.
What about the other, what's his name, used to be with Seattle, that's with him now, the receiver.
Golden Tate. He's a second receiver. He's not on Stafford's high list.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
And he's a big free agent signing also on that. So on the defense of Detroit, you know, they've lost a lot. But they've done a little bit this year. They got a ways to go without some of the guys they lost.
The defense is awful. It's one of the worst. It's one of the worst defenses in the league. The defense coordinator said, if they don't make changes this week, there's going to be changes coming in the defense. So, if the Bears ever score points this season, it's going to be this game.
Well, they're rebuilding their defense for sure, and not just like we're rebuilding ours. Go ahead.
The main player in the defense we have to worry about is Ezekiel Ansah. He'll either line up with Bobby Massey or Leno. I'm not too confident about that.
That's where Brian might get hurt. Ziggy.
Yeah, Ziggy Ansah.
Ziggy Ansah. Yeah.
He'll come off the edge and just smoke him. I'm not too confident.
And you remember that was the main thing when they had the bad boys there. Dominican Sue and what's his name?
Kyle Vandenbosch.
That's a whole different story, a whole different time. The Bears' offense, we just have to run
the ball. Give Jordan Howard, get him into a rhythm.
Get him 25, 30 carries.
Rookie running backs need reps to improve.
Yes.
You even seen Ezekiel Elliott versus the Bears. He had some good plays, but you also saw he had a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, Jordan dropped the pass, but I think he can catch a pass too. I mean, so I can see him being a dynamic player for us.
He Kadeem Carey.
Now, Kadeem's not even in this week either, is he?
No, he's not.
So he's out also. So really, he's going to have a lot on his shoulders. But this is really where Kevin White... You know, I didn't like in the last game where he was all excited and did great when...
We're down by 20.
20, and he caught that pass, which was a great, fantastic catch, but big deal. We're losing.
If you're up by 20, go ahead, do it. I'll be fine with it.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. We just didn't like it.
No.
We didn't like it.
I don't think anybody did.
No, and I just didn't like it. You know, but I see a little promise. He looked like he was playing a little faster because, man, what a dog did when he was dogged by John Gruden.
Yeah.
Said he was slow.
You can tell he's really improving. Rookie wide receivers, if you see improvement, you should be happy.
Yep,
because he's improving every week, and I'd say by week 8, he's going to be like in the gear of things. He's going to be really good.
Is he going to be a Amari Cooper-ish?
That would be a notch below that.
Notch below, but they said he was right up there with him.
Yeah.
His route running, they are not good.
Amari Cooper had a big advantage in route running. That was one of his big pluses with White's minuses.
But, you know, is Alshon really a big route runner? Not really.
Deep ball, some slants, some crosses.
Let's get Braverman in. Let's see what he can do.
Oh, I would love to have him in.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Get him up there and see what he can, what kind of passes he can catch in that slot.
Give these young guys.
Eddie Royal's doing good, but let's try some of these young guys.
Yeah, give these young guys chances. We need to rebuild and... We need to see what we have, you know?
All right.
If we don't know what we have, we don't know what we need.
You know, and they, you know, we do have to draft a quarterback. This is where I think they messed up. Obviously, Dak Prescott is proof in the pudding that, you know, they should have maybe done something. You know, his name? Kwiatkowski was drafted before him.
The Browns QB, Cody Kessler, did pretty good.
He did all right.
He didn't show, like... He did good. He shows promise.
He does. He does. But the Bears, you know, is it a 5-year plan? Is it a 3-year plan?
Who knows?
You know, and they keep saying, you know, who are you going to replace Jay with? You got to keep Jay. You got to keep him till you get another guy drafted to work with him. And Jay knows that. And to me, it'd be insane unless you really got somebody in a first. I guess if we got the first pick and got the
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be awesome.
What about the Notre Dame guy?
DeShone Kizer.
Yeah. You know, I guess throw him in, see what happens. But if that's the case, yeah, I guess I would. You'd lose $2 million in dead money.
But
that's weeks down the road to even discuss. So
to be completely honest, I would not be shocked if he was cut.
I wouldn't be shocked this season, not during the season.
No, after the season.
Yeah, this season.
I would not be shocked.
I would not be shocked at all either, because if they're a true rebuild, but they got to have somebody, and I would not want to go into the season with a Brian Hoyer or a Matt Barkley. Come on now, it doesn't make no sense. So. This entire week, we've been listening. All you hear about the Bears is Jay going to play? Is Jay not going to play? And how many injuries there are? We want to see wins. We want to see some action. We want to see some guts, some backbone. What do you think?
I want to see heart. The team who looks like it laid down in the second half of both games.
Yes.
I want to see heart because Bears, they never give up. They always fight back. Mm-hmm. If we fight back, I really think we have a chance of winning some games.
We do have some chances. We had chances in the first couple of games, but things got slipped away. So what do you want to do now?
You want to pick the games?
Let's do it. Last week, I think I destroyed you.
Last week, let's see.
I was 6-9.
You were 6-9?
I did terrible.
I was 8-7.
Oh, you beat me. Oh, my goodness. So this week, we got some games. Huh?
You'll Sam.
You want me Sam here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you first shot. Very disappointing Colts team.
Very disappointing Jacksonville team.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So which disappointing team do you like?
This game's at 9:30. It's in England. Mm-hmm. I'm going Jacksonville. I think they get their first win in England.
I do too, because their owner, that's his main stomping ground.
Oh, he loves England.
I think he'd move the team there if the NFL would let him.
I bet he would too.
All right, then I'm going with Jacksonville also. The Panthers are a conference or a divisional game against the Falcons, who have been pretty stinking surprising.
They really have.
Yeah.
I'm going Carolina. They're going to rebound from that bad Minnesota loss.
I'm not. I'm going Atlanta. I think Atlanta is going to do something with this division this year. Now, Buffalo traveling to New England. Rex Ryan gets to visit his old buddy, Bill Belichick, there. Who's quarterback this week? Is it?
I have no idea. But I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Don't even need a quarterback.
New England's winning.
New England.
that's where Bill Belichick is right now.
Yeah, I'm taking New England on that one also. Now, the Seahawks are headed to the East Coast. That hurts a lot of West Coast teams. They're going to see the Jets. What do you think?
Seattle, hands down. Ryan Fitzpatrick had 6 interceptions last week.
I'm going to take the underdog on this. Are they a home dog on this? I think they might be.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Jets.
I would
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I would not be shocked.
Yeah, so let's see here. What's after that one there? Oh, the Brownies of Cleveland are headed to Washington. Cleveland should have won. 3 missed field goals in a game.
They should have won.
I'm surprised they weren't calling Robbie Gould this week to sign him.
I know.
Would Robbie want to go to Cleveland? Why not?
I would
collect the payday.
Yeah.
You know, but they're at Washington this week.
I'm going Browns.
What?
Yep.
Oh wow. I'm going with the Redskins on this one here. Now, Oakland, who have been slightly disappointing, at Baltimore, who are the worst 3-0 team in the NFL right now, I believe. How can they be 3-0 with Mark Trestman? It just makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
I'm going Oakland. Derek Carr, I think this is where he's going to start his season and turn it around.
I do, too. I think Oakland, the Raiders, are going to be the team. Tennessee, well, this is weird now. Tennessee is traveling to Houston where, you know, Tennessee was originally from Houston. They were the Oilers. They still have the colors of the Oilers, but they're now called the Titans. And Houston, who are no longer the Oilers, but called the Texans.
Confusing.
But have a different color scheme. Doesn't matter. It's Tennessee at Houston. What do you think?
I'm going Texans. Brock Osweiler. He put up a stinker in primetime on Thursday night.
He did. But and J.J. Watt, is he on injured reserve?
Out for the season.
Yeah, that's bad. You know. You sure it's out for the season, or is it
He has like a 1% chance to return. If he returns, it's like a week 17.
He should have never came back for that first game of the
should
year.
Have never.
Just waited a little bit more time. I'm taking Texans, too. Trevor Siemian of Denver heading down. This is interesting. Trevor Siemian going down to Tampa, taking on Jameis Winston. Now, in that draft last year, Jameis was the number one quarterback picked. Trevor Siemian was the very last quarterback picked in the 7th round. What were you thinking, Ryan Pace, on this one? A local guy, Northwestern.
Yeah.
Can I say any more? What are you picking on that?
I'm going to Tampa Bay.
What?
Even though Trevor Siemian really impressed me versus the Bengals. His deep throws were on point. He was making smart decisions. I was very impressed.
I'm going with the Broncos. I just think that defense is too tough. Now, L.A. is going to Arizona. L.A. had a big win last week, and Arizona, oh, they stunk it up.
Oh, put up a stinker.
Yeah. What do you think?
Arizona, I think they're going to rebound. Bruce Arians, after watching that show where they followed him for a season, Bruce Arians does not lose 2 times in a row.
No.
He gets that team on track.
That's another team that's looking for Arizona. They got to be looking for that quarterback of the future.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Palmer's.
He's
2 years
max.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going with the Cardinals, too. Now, New Orleans, they're in the same shape as the Bears right now.
Their defense is awful. If you think the Bears is bad, watch the Saints game for Monday night.
What was the rankings this week? Where did New Orleans come in at? Were they
27, 26?
Wow.
The Bears were 32 in all of them.
Pretty much 32nd in all of them. But the Saints are going to San Diego, and they've been decimated with injuries. I'm still taking the Chargers on that.
Taking Chargers too. Phillip Rivers, he's very good. He can torch that New Orleans defense.
Now, Dallas is traveling to their old nemesis for many years in the 90s for supremacy in the NFC, but they're going to San Francisco. Dak Prescott, and is it Ryan? Who is it? Blake?
Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert, who's actually been halfway good. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick, just the afterthought. So, who do you think?
Dallas.
I am, too. I'm taking Dallas. I sure am. The Chiefs head to Pittsburgh. At Pittsburgh, they just got totally annihilated.
Smoked.
Blown out. I just don't see Mike Tomlin letting that happen again. I've got to go with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh,
the New York Giants headed to Minnesota. Minnesota, man, that team there, I mean, everybody has injuries, and no one's had more than them.
Nobody.
Starting quarterback, Adrian Peterson, others, and they're still undefeated right now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so Giants are heading up to the brand-new, beautiful home of the Minnesota Vikings.
Beautiful stadium. Beautiful. I'm going Minnesota.
How could you go against them? Definitely can't.
Monday night, the first Monday night game of that stadium, is going to be rocking.
It is going to be rocking and rolling there. And as you like to say, the most important game of the day, but I tend to... The Kool-Aid has just been very weak.
It's dry. It's empty. We're in a drought.
It's weak.
We're in a drought.
Yeah, and you know, I'm the biggest Kool-Aid drinker I know. How about you?
Without a doubt.
So, Detroit, we've talked a little bit about coming to Chicago. You know, we haven't beat the Lions since Lovie Smith was the coach the year we went 10-6.
Unbelievable.
We haven't beat them. So, what say you, my friend?
I'm going right to the point. Detroit 38, Chicago 17. I think Detroit just smacks us. I really do. I'm being completely honest.
I think they want to. I think they all want to light up a cigar after the game in the locker room, just like Wayne Fonts did years ago. You wouldn't remember him, but
sounds familiar.
When he beat Ditka one year, he lit up a big Ditka cigar. So I think they all want to do that themselves in the after this game here. I'm going to go with the boy. That's a toughie. I'm going to go 42 Detroit. To 28 Chicago.
Okay.
So,
no.
I mean, I think we're going to score some points, but I just don't think we can keep up with the... let's just face it. Brian Hoyer's no Matt Stafford.
Not
you know,
at
we
all.
Can't
not,
stand Matt Stafford.
Not even close.
But, yeah,
you have to give
not even close.
Props where it's due.
Yeah.
Now, for all the people listening out there, who would have thought this day would have come where my dad picked the Bears to lose 42 to 20? Who would have thought?
I thought it said 42 to 24.
You said 20.
24. No, 20. It doesn't matter. They're going to lose.
Yeah, if you lose by that much.
They're getting stomped. And, well, I hope I'm wrong. I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to try to.
Oh, we all will watch.
Yeah, going to watch them. I'm still going to root for them. And then we've got to look for maybe the. And then, is it Jacksonville the next week?
Yep.
So, boy, I don't know how these podcasts would go if we lose to Detroit and then we lose to Jacksonville.
That'd be rough.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough one. And, you know, I noticed we've had a lot of downloads, a lot of people looking to see when the podcasts are coming up. So people are still interested and people still like checking out the podcast. So what more can we say? But friends, you know, you're the greatest. We appreciate it. Third season in a row. Maybe one season before Cayman graduates high school and before I kick the bucket, we might have a great Bears season. We'll have to see. So till we speak again, friends.
That's a wrap. Braver to stay, even braver to go. Wherever she goes, I go. Everything will be better in Chicago. Whoever needs, the Lord will give us. All we want, we carry with us. You know where I can be found. I'm not alone, I'm not afraid, 'cause it's burning flow from his cage. There's so much magic we know on this south side we call home. My coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. Everything will be better in Chicago. Everything will be better. I'm a boy!